Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's funny, Mike just said to me, what's the appeal of this course? Oakmont, located in Pennsylvania. It's Oakmont Country Club. It's where the U.S. Open is being held. And it's become one of the staples when you talk about the Open as they rotate this. But they cut down all the trees. It's been some adjustments. But, you know, I said to Mike, it's long. So you got to be a long hitter. And you're saying, well, all these guys on the tour are. Yes, there are some that are more than others. I saw Bryson DeChambeau today hit a drive 370. I mean, like, that's ridiculous. So then you have to stay out of the rough, which is almost impossible. And, Mike, the greens are so ridiculous that even the best putters struggle. And you said this is torture. It feels that way.
Right. Now, again, I don't want to see a 25 under U.S. Open. I mean, I get that. But it's just, you know, I'm watching this with Carl. And aesthetically, and I know this is sacrilege, so the golf snobs out there, the guys who right now are listening to Cherokee Country Club, or the new owners, by the way, for Golf Country Club of the South. Did I see that right?
I think you did.
Yeah. But anyway.
Are we in?
I don't get it, man. I don't get Oakmont. I just don't get it. I mean, it's a Lynx golf course hacked out of a farmland in western Pennsylvania. I just aesthetically, it's like bleh. I don't vibe it. You know, yeah. I know I don't need a clown's mouth and a windmill or some water elements, but I do want more than what I see here. Because basically, it's going to be shot, chip out of the rough.
Yeah.
Try to make four.
That's it.
And that's it. And if that's what you call it, now old angry white, sorry, old farts. Many of guys who love golf, Carl, they love it. Because they're just wackos who like to watch pro golfers look like crap. I've never understood the appeal to that.
Scottie Scheffler just hit a drive, shanked it to the left. So be.
Yes.
And he's already plus one right now. The leaderboard, by the way, J.J. Spahn is at the top of the leaderboard, four under. He's in the clubhouse already. But there are some other guys that you will recognize, including Brooks Koepka and Patrick Reed. And Sam Burns, I said, is in the mix as well. Bottom line is, you know, you're talking about the best golfer in the world who just basically shanked a drive to the left, and it runs off the heel, and it's gone, right? And you're like,
you can't
okay.
See it. Yeah.
And he's trying to hit this, Mike. I'm watching this. So we're just letting you know, like, for all you golf guys out there, and we are, you're going to watch this weekend, and you're going to be like, what in the world? Because I'm looking at this, I don't even know how you even hit out of where he's trying to hit out of.
Right. Now, again, generally the cream rises to the top, or sometimes you get Tristan Lawrence from South Africa. Diplomatic immunity. He's not standing on plastic. Anyway, he's at the 300 today. And then a guy, Rasmus Nergard Petersen, 91st golfer on the planet. He is also at 300. And then you got a couple guys you know, like Brooks Koepka, Patrick Reed at 2 under. And we'll see. Morikawa is at 1 under. Jordan Spieth, another country heard from at 1 under. But Scottie Scheffler got a lot of work to do to remain 1 over right now.
Braves off today, guys. We'll dive into the Braves tomorrow a little bit more as we get back to it here at home against the worst team in Major League Baseball.
Got to win these games,
you
man.
You got to win these games.
You got to. There is no tomorrow.
You have to. Like, seriously, I don't want to say that they shouldn't beat us. This should be a sweep. If the Rockies come in here and win two out of three, I'm going to lose my mind again. Like, this is a bad team. Yeah. So
Mets are playing the Rays, in case you're looking for, you know, who's playing who. Mets are playing the Rays. So, again, if they beat the Rays and we lose one of these games, that's all of a sudden you're looking at 15. Oh. You know, so, I mean, they get to a number where you say, as Tony Gwynn said, yes, Alex Anthopoulos has never cut bait since they've constituted a, you know, a pennant-winning team or potential pennant-winning team. But at some point, you're going to say, wow, they might start blowing things up.
They might. They might. Dave Archer's on the way, guys. He is our Falcon analyst. He calls the games with Wes
Drew Ham.
And they do a terrific job. I think they've been together. I think Wes said 22, something like that, 22 years. But I think we've got one of the best, if not the best, teams that do it. And they're entertaining. They're fun to listen to on Sundays. And but we're going to grab Arch and get his thoughts about minicamp and get some questions maybe answered about some of these guys that we've been talking about and certainly watching here over the last few days. They went through OTAs, but everybody wasn't there. Everybody was there here over the last few days, and it was just good to see. Like, you get a sense like, okay, this is our team. This right. is. I'm watching yesterday. I'm like, okay, I'm liking what I'm looking at, right? I think we got some real playmakers out here. The defensive – this is the thing, and I'll ask Arch this, Mike. The defensive speed – and I think playmaking has been upgraded. Now, doesn't mean, again, that Xavier Watts is going to be the best safety in the league or any of that stuff. But I think that's an area where we needed to have more guys on that side of the football that could do more. Right. And I think we did that in this draft, speaking of getting after the quarterback and certainly in the back half of the defense. Arch is on the way, guys. Right now, though, let's talk some dogs. Does this schedule, by the way, for the dogs – compared to last year's schedule in your mind, Mike?
Or
is it harder or easier?
No, I mean, you're at Tennessee, but you're a little less concerned about their quarterback because you might not have been concerned about Iamaleva, you know, if he had been still there based on how he's kind of been kind of meh against better opponents like Georgia. But that game in Knoxville, you feel like you maybe not feeling a certain way, but everybody else, the tougher opponents coming to town, the Alabama game, certainly still the Alabama game, but, you know, you just – the Alabama that we're used to is not that same team. You know, they've got a hot young quarterback, next guy up, of course. But you look at the schedule and you feel, okay, some of the advantages of the tougher games at home, more winnable. Miss State, a noon game. You know, there's still some trap. It's a trap. But I think you feel less trappy about this than you did last year.
The reason why we're asking is Bama in Georgia, that announcement about their kickoff has been announced. It's September 27th at 7:30. So it's a night game. At the end of the month. But, you know, back to the schedule just real quick. Me personally, okay, I always like it when Georgia starts off the season with a big game. And
this year.
No, I no disrespect to Marshall, but I don't feel that way. You get Marshall, you get Austin Peay. Yay. Then to Mike's point at Tennessee. To me, that's when the season starts. Now, Kirby's going to say, shut up. Mm-hmm. But that's when the season starts. And, you know, you should handle your business. Some guys should get some playing time. They probably won't see more playing time later in the year against Marshall and Austin Peay if Georgia's as good as we think they are. But the Alabama game at home is going to be interesting. And a 7:30 start is always going to be fun. You get tuned up. Everybody will be ready to rock. So that announcement came down, Mike. And we also know, we already know this, 3:30 for the Georgia Tech game, which is now that Friday. It's
the bench, right?
11/28, which is the day after Thanksgiving. 3:30, though. Are you cool with that? Would you prefer that to be a night game with Georgia Tech?
Well, you and I are off. Who cares?
I mean,
that to be a night game. I mean, that's where I get it. I understand making some loot and creating something at Mercedes-Benz, but also as a Tech fan and for our Tech buddies out there, probably loving the idea of having it under the lights, you know, at Bobby Dodd, how dramatic that looks in the city skyline, et cetera. But, and hopefully Georgia Tech is battling for a good bowl game and hopefully, you know, 8 or 9 wins. I think, don't you think that's the natural progression now for Brent Key or more?
No, I think they got to be in that range.
You got to maximize Haynes King's final year, right, at Tech. So Georgia Tech, that'll still be fun. But, yeah, you wish if your Tech was at home. Texas still waiting to see the time on that one. Miss State's a noon game. Cocktail parties at 3:30. Ole Miss TBD. Auburn, if we talked yesterday about Hugh Freeze, if Auburn has their ish together, maybe that gets flexed to a night game on ESPN.
I like Auburn. Not like that. I mean, I like their team that he's built, and I think they're going to take another step this year. They're on the comp. It's been a minute. They've gone through some ups and downs.
Because, by the way, they're saying it's between 6 and 8. They just don't have the specifics on Jordan Hare kickoff time for Georgia.
But I think Auburn's going to be better than people expect them to be. But that's always the case, right, in the SEC. There are teams that are going to fall. A lot of people saying this is big year for LSU. But these times on these games, and it gets back to the scheduling, it does matter. And, you know, you look at Georgia, for example. They'll play Alabama at night game that Saturday. The following Saturday, they get Kentucky at home. It's a noon game. So, you know, the timing of these games and then when you get your breaks, all of that stuff helps you potentially get to the college football playoff. And you just don't want to – and this is the fear, by the way. As much as I want to see Georgia start the season, Mike, with, you know, a big-time opponent, I don't necessarily need that to be Ohio State every year either, right? I mean, because that's what we're talking about. Eventually, the SEC and the Big Ten are saying, hey, everybody's going to play at least one game against somebody, and that may be how you start the season and then immediately jump into a nine-game – it's not there yet – nine-game SEC schedule. And then, you know, so I just think that's going to make things even more difficult. But the reality is, let's be honest, the Big Ten and the SEC are trying to squeeze everybody else out. They want the most playoff berths than any other conference, and that's how you do it. So even if you played, let's just say Ohio State, I'm using them as an example. You could be Michigan, pick your team, Penn State. Yeah. You lose that game. It's week one. It's not going to come back to bite you and not keep you out of the playoffs if you were Georgia or Alabama or Auburn, and that's kind of where we're talking about. And then you still get your four from the conference, which is where they want to go, guys. That's what they're talking about.
You know, as we said, when you mentioned Austin Peay and Marshall and later in the season before Tech at Charlotte, look, that's just me. I mean, if you're in a 16-team playoff and you're Georgia, you're still going to make the playoffs. You know, just your road may include extra games. But I just, as a fan, and if you're a booster, who wants to pay for that? I want to pay for the good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, give me a good out of, you know, a good out of conference. I'm a power four. If it's Big Ten, so be it. Because you may draw, you know, Northwestern, you know, if not Ohio State or Penn State. And that's going to be one of those big monster kickoff games. Penn State's got Drew Aller. He's going to start the quarterback. We got, you know, Gunnar Stockton.
Penn State's going to be all right, man.
You know, that's why. And it's Ty Simpson, Austin Mack, and Keelan Russell for the Tide, who's going to win the quarterback battle. But that's going to be very interesting to see. And how dynamic are they compared to where you and I – some guys said, man, you guys are real lukewarm on Drew Stockton. I mean, I was just saying Gunnar Stockton. We talked about him at length last week. Just, you know, I'm worried about the offensive line. Connor and a lot of Dog fans, and certainly, you know, Greg McElroy thinks the defense is going to be really good. But just curious about, you know, how Georgia, you know, gets back in this mix. Everyone just sort of thinks it's a berth right now to be in the playoffs, and is Gunnar Stockton going to be able to handle it?
Yeah, look, if Alabama has somebody that can deliver the ball, you saw him last year. This Ryan Williams kid is legit. I mean, I think he's one of these guys, Mike, if you didn't have to be 3 years removed from high school to go to the NFL, he'd be there next year.
Mm-hmm.
He crushed the Dogs last year and had an amazing year. And then you talk about, you know, they basically brought a kid in, I think his name Jermaine Bernard, who was with Kalen DeBoer at Washington, who's really good. Their wide receiving core will challenge Georgia if that quarterback situation gets worked out. And then let's not forget that they also had a transfer that came in who was really good, I think, for Miami last year, Mike, and Isaiah Horton. So their wide receiving core is good. And I don't have to talk about Ryan Williams, guys. He lit the college football world on fire. I only say that to say that is something that – how good do you feel about the back half of the Dogs' defense? When that Alabama game comes about, it's not going to be, to me, running the ball. It's going to be if they can air it out and those guys can get behind people, that's going to be an interesting game.
Georgia, by the way, let's see here. I'm trying to get the Vegas odds on this one. The Georgia odds to make the playoffs at plus 700. Saturday Down South has got that. That's kind of lengthy, isn't it?
It is.
That's a bit much.
Is that the quarterback question?
That's exactly what that is, because I'm just looking right now. I'm looking at Saturday Down South. Apologize as I scan. But holy cow. Alabama is at minus 154 to reach the playoff. So basically, I mean, that's like, you know, 2-1, they're going to be there. They're locked in. Guaranteed in.
They should be.
Coming off a four-loss season, including the bowl game last year.
They should be better at every position. And then the question is, the Jalen Milroe replacement. And a lot of people are saying the kid that's going to be there is going to be better. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. By the way, I feel the same way about Auburn's wide receiving corps, Mike. Cam Coleman is a dude. He's a big kid, 6'3". He can catch the ball all over the place. And by the way, we just talked about Alabama's wide receiver, Ryan Wilson. This was the number two wide receiver coming out of that class. So Bama got the number one kid. He's the number two guy. He went to Auburn last year. He's back. And they got some guys. So I like what they're doing there. We'll see how it comes together, but I can't wait till football starts. And we're just talking about the Dogs and some of these times being announced with the games. We know the Bama and Georgia game now, 7:30, September 27th. All right, we're coming back. Dave Archer's going to join us. We got questions for Dave about the Falcons and much more. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It is Dukes and Bell. Let's talk some Falcons with our man Dave Archer, analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. Him and Wes do a tremendous job.
Who?
Arch.
Wes.
Drew Ham. Arch, I was asking Wes this, and how many years you guys have called the games now? Is it 22?
Well, you'll have to start doing the math. Let Matt, the mathematics major there with you, and Mike Bell, we'll let him do it. I did the pregame show starting in 03.
Okay.
And then jumped to the games in 04. So.
Yeah, 22 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great, man.
So congrats. I've been fooling them for a long time, and they've been
and by the way,
hiding their head in the sand. It's been a whole deal.
So. No, and we say it to Wes, too, because Wes, we know, is watching, listening, judging somewhere. But honestly, Arch, especially when you watch some of the NFL highlights from around the league and you hear some of the play-by-play teams, I think some of our fans maybe don't realize how good we got it. You guys do a great job.
Well, that's kind of you, Mike. It's been fun to do it. It's been a pleasure and honor to do it. You know, I had a chance to wear the uniform and to be able to talk about it now without anybody coming off the edge and burying me and hitting me in the back. It's been really nice. So.
All right, so let's start with a question we had earlier in the show, and that was, do we need to be a defensive-led team this season that helps us get out of this playoff drought? And the reason why we're asking this is your opinions and takes on what we added. And how much better do you think it helps the defense? How much better can the defense be with what we've added?
No, all of that is valid and good areas to look, Carl. I think that I talk about it all the time on broadcasts and stuff. But, you know, how much can one side of the ball help the other side of the ball? And it ebbs and flows from week to week, right? You get different teams to come in that are outstanding offensively, we're going to need, you know, our offense to stay on the field, you know, to try to minimize the damage, how much they can potentially do to the Falcon defense, and you know, and vice versa. You know, when you get teams that that you can take advantage of a little bit defensively, then that allows you to step on the accelerator a little bit on the offensive end. We know in history, when you go back to the 16 team, and that's the team that everybody will be compared to, you know, is to go to the Super Bowl and obviously win it this time. You look at that team, and I know Mike's referenced this a number of times. I mean, that was a high-scoring team, and so you put a lot of points on the board, and so you put a lot of stress on the other team's offense. They had to perform, which helped your defense. So now your defense can be freewheel it a little bit more, maybe gamble a little bit more, but you were able to get after the passer. Vic Beasley was an outstanding pass rusher that year. We weren't dominant in the pass rush. We had one guy that could get home. This team, I think, has potential to be much better with that. But when you're in a situation where you got to score points, now all of a sudden the defense can see it back a little bit, and they can get after you. They can have different packages and things to get after the passer. I don't think we need to be a defensive-led team, and I know why you guys are thinking that. It's a young football team. You got a young quarterback that's trying to, you know, kind of learn his way in the league. I don't think you can afford to do that. I think you got to come out and you got to play, freewheel it, let's go, you know, and trust both sides of the ball. And that doesn't mean you don't trust the special teams unit as well. So I think the teams that are dialed in three-phase wise for the most part, and you go to Philadelphia, you know, Philly was pretty good on both sides of the ball, and they were pretty good on special teams. And subsequently, they walked away with the Lombardi Trophy last year.
It is a Dave Archer with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We were talking about Jalen Walker, and we were just blown away the first time we spoke to him right after the draft, Arch. And nothing against James Pierce. It's just Jalen seems like he's a little bit further down the road. Who, at the end of the day, you think is going to have the higher upside? And what's the rotation going to look like as far as edge rush?
Well, that's the fun part about it, Mike. I asked Raheem yesterday in the press conference, I mean, how much do you allow yourself to kind of get a little bit giddy, a little bit new kid in school and excited about the new toys and things you get to play with? And I think he's going to have a lot of fun. Now, obviously, you got to stay healthy and all those kind of things. But, man, we can sit here all day long, and I know you guys have been doing it since we got these two young guys that can get after the passer, and since we got the two young guys that can go get the football in the draft, the two safeties, you can dream up a lot of different things, right? You know, whether it's Pierce and Walker. And my deal is kind of Floyd coming off the edge and Pierce coming off the edge. And now you got to find where Jalen Walker and Caden Ellis are, you know, where are those two guys coming from, you know? And then you add Morgan Fox in, who I think is going to pay dividends. He's a three technique defensive tackle that I think the way Brick wants to play defensively, Jeff Ulbrich, our defensive coordinator, this is an attack style of defense. So you're not talking about, you know, hit and try to defend a two gap. These are guys who are going to be knifing through, trying to get through gaps to create indecision in blocking schemes, indecision in paths for running backs, and really indecision for a quarterback. Can I sit in here? Or do I have to get out because they're penetrating, they're getting after me? So you add in all these little pieces, the Walker, Pierce, you know, Floyd, whoever that can rush the passer, Fox, all of a sudden, you know, you really like what it looks like. And you can get, like I said, you can get kind of giddy on the whiteboard, start drawing up these different package groups. You know, we like to talk about NASCAR and all these groups that can get after the passer. It could be a lot of fun, especially if you've got an offense that can go out and put points on the board like you guys are referencing. Can our offense stress the other team's offense to where they have to step on the accelerator a little bit and maybe throw the ball a little bit more? Here come these young guys after them.
It's Dave Archer, guys, Falcons analyst here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Season's right around the corner. I know it sounds crazy. About 5 weeks, camp rolls around. I want to ask you about Michael Penix from your quarterback eye and then what you saw last year. I don't want to make him an all-pro yet. But I feel like the sample size showed me that the kid's got it. And I'm curious to know what you have seen. And he's got a long way to go, there's no doubt. But what have you seen and what gives you confidence that he is going to have potentially a really good year?
Yeah, and you're right to do that, Carl, in that, you know, let's make sure we're cautious on what you're expecting him to do. I mean, there's going to be some really good stuff. But any young quarterback is going to have moments throughout the season, especially with some of the stuff we have early on in our schedule, that he's going to be playing teams that were in the playoffs last year, teams that are expecting to be back in the playoffs this year. And so he's going to confront some things probably that he hasn't seen, you know, certainly hasn't seen enough. He may have seen it at some point during his college career at Washington, or maybe a little bit in the last 3 weeks of the season, but there's going to be an indoctrination period for him. They're also going to understand that this guy can spin it. He can flat throw the ball down the field. This is a guy that is a dynamic athlete. He's not Michael Vick, but he's a guy that can make people miss. He can get out on the perimeter. He can stretch your defense horizontally now. All of a sudden, the bootleg game is back in the mix. You know, when you hand the ball to Dujon Robinson going out of one side, or Tyler Allgeier going out one side, you better be defending the backside. You better not be crashing hard off the backside, because Penix is going to pull it and he's going to come out the other way. And I'm not talking about he's going to come out running the football. He's going to come out buying himself some time to go find London and some of these guys down the field. So now all of a sudden, you're not just stretching people vertically down the field with deep shots like he can do. You're also going to stretch them horizontally across the field because of his ability to get out and displace out of the pocket. So now the launch point for the quarterback changes for some of these teams that want to rush the passer, unlike they had last year where they could just tee off and go get the quarterback. So those kind of things are going to come into play. But there is, you know, obviously optimism. It's cautious optimism because you got to know that he's going to have to learn. He's going to have to grow. But the thing that I love about him, Carl, is he's so even keel all the time. There's not this up and down, ride the roller coaster with whatever's going on in the game. The dude just is really unflappable from what we've been able to see so far. Saw it in college, and I saw it throughout his time waiting for his opportunity. He was very patient. He was a guy that paid attention, was watching what Kirk was doing. He learned a lot of good stuff last year, and then when he got his opportunity, he went out there and did some really good things. He missed some shots. He's the first guy to tell you that. But, hey, that's part of the learning process. So all of that adds up to a guy that I think can really flat play the position, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch him grow.
Yeah, Arch, that's the thing. We said, you know, talking to Carl, does the national stuff, we talked to folks around the country, we say, look at the Commanders game. You know, I mean, and by the way, the pick, the way you look, it was just a bad throw, or was somebody in the wrong position? Because to me, he battled back, made some amazing throws, did enough to maybe give you enough chance to have a game-winning field goal in that game.
Yeah, the interception he throws, he's trying to get to a receiver that had not played very much and really didn't understand the coverage very well there. He probably misread the coverage some as well. So as a combination, you never like to lay it in the lap of one guy. It's always when you're trying to throw the ball, there's a lot of intricate things going on, layering of the routes. Guys underneath have to be at the proper depth to pull people out of position to get a shot in there for you. So I would probably lay that at the feet of both guys, you know, maybe not the shot to take there, and probably not the guy to throw it to because of the inexperience at the wide receiver position when he was in there. But he missed some shots in that game, Mike. You guys will remember he missed in the first half. He missed Drake London in the back left corner that could have been a touchdown. Later on, missed Drake on the other side of the field later on in the game. But he had to make some throws. He made some big-time throws, right? He made a big throw to London that got you down inside the red zone. And then, of course, the throw on fourth down to Kyle Pitts. And people thought about, you know, talk about making the throw. I mean, think about the location of the throw. Kyle's trying to bend it in there against a two-deep look, and he's got to beat the underneath defender and bend to the inside, but he's got to keep it underneath the coverage behind because safeties are closing from over the top. So that ball is about knee high where it needed to be so Kyle could go down and secure the catch for the and get us to overtime. So there's a lot of things and little pieces to that throw that were big time that just get you so fired up. My favorite throw was in the next weekend was against Carolina. Mm-hmm. He makes a throw where we've got Ray McLeod in the slot left. Right. He's got Drake London outside. London runs a curl route at about 12 yards. Well, they're playing a coverage where the corner has got that deep third, and as he backpedals out, he squatted just a second on London. I mean just a second, and with the inside route that was going back to the deep corner and Ray McLeod, that's not a throw you're supposed to make, especially with a deep third corner there. And he saw the corner squat down just a second and let it go. And he put it right on Ray McLeod, and it was a tightly fit-in throw, big-time play, about a 40-yard completion. He said, okay. And when they asked him when he came to the sidelines, you know, what made you make that throw? He said, I saw the corner squat down. And it was a hesitant, guys. I went back and looked at tape, and if he squatted down, I mean, it was a minor hesitation, but he saw it. And those are the kind of things that get you excited about what he can see and what he can process and maybe some of the throws he can make.
Hey, real quick, just as a follow-up, because Carl and I mention this all the time, and we never want to have you in the car listening, watching,
judging,
and call you nitwit. But it just seems like it's tailor-made for play action with Penix, because you get such a vibrant run game that just feels like, man, if he can pull that off, and how good is he going to be at that, and will Zach go to it?
Yeah, I think you have to, Mike, and I know what you're saying. And anytime you've got a running game or you've got a dynamic player or players, I think that Tyler Allgeier, the bowling ball of razor blades, presents an issue for defenses as well as far as being able to come up and get a lot of people around the football to get him on the ground. So if you can get that cranked up and that offensive line can come off the ball and get after people physically, now all of a sudden you're having to commit more resources to the line of scrimmage. And so it only makes sense, Mike, that you're going to play action off of that. I think Penix has that ability. Now, how good are you as a play action quarterback? I thought Matt Ryan was one of the best I was around. You go back in the day, Boomer Esiason was an outstanding play action quarterback. I thought Joe Montana was really good at it. I mean, so you got to work at it. It's not something you just fall off a log and say, oh, I'm a good play action quarterback. You've got to be able to use the footsteps. You got to be able to turn your back, hide the football, but still have an idea and a presence as to what's going on down the field when you spin your head around what's going on coverage-wise so I can immediately identify and get the ball out, because you can't sit back there with it all along. But there's no question, Mike, that they're going to use play action. They're going to use Bijan. They're going to use Tyler as those decoys that you got to. But you got to be able to run it, too. You got to be able to come off. You got to be able to get after people. But it helps the offensive line. There's no question about it. Your O-line, if they know you're going to be able to run it, that lets them come off the ball and shorten people's necks on that side of the football and get after people physically. So when you get in the fourth quarter, they're not really interested in attacking those offensive linemen.
It may be too early, but are you already working on It Was Divine Diablo? What a great name. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
It's so much fun.
We gotta find something, don't we?
Yeah.
You know, Grady Jarrett's You Shall Not Pass is gone.
Yes.
Very sad to see that. I love that Grady got another opportunity in Chicago. I love that guy. I love being around. He was one of my all-time favorite players. And I wish him nothing but the best,
sure,
unless we face him. But we've got to come up with some. We got to come up with some new stuff. Aruka Roro, can we come something with that?
Yeah.
We're barking,
right,
or something. Get the dogs going. We, you know, something going on.
Arch, thanks so much. Looking forward to it. Enjoy some downtime because we're about to get this thing started here in a few weeks, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, fellas. Don't let Mike steal any money from you on the golf course either, all right?
No. That's Dave Archer, guys. Hey. Mike Bell, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk?
By the way, if anyone's going to hustle, it's going to be you, because you sandbag. Carl sandbags the driver all the time, man. And that putter from the Titanic. Hey, man, we're going to refire the conversation about hockey, because I do think, and I'm not trying to be a killjoy, some folks are getting a little bit over their skis on this thing about the Forsyth hockey. We're going to talk about it because everybody wants it in their backyard. And nobody wants to drive more than 10 minutes, apparently, to watch an NHL team. We'll cut that up next right here and tell you what's going on with the U.S. Open.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey man, more Falcons audio from minicamp coming up at 5 o'clock. Tomorrow, guys, we're going to be live at the Lazy Dog at Perimeter, right? Got the right place?
Yes, sir.
And we'll be there. Now, that's our big Father's Day contest winner's dinner. But you guys can still hang out before 6 o'clock, catch the show, vibe with Dukes and Belt, vibe. And then, you can't crash the dinner. You won't be allowed to do that. But we enjoy people to come on out and invite people, I should say, and join us at Lazy Dog. Should be a lot of fun tomorrow. Steve Koonin will tell us how the Hawks are going to turn things around.
They are.
Yeah. All right, meanwhile, how are we going to get a hockey team here? That's coming up in just a minute. First things first, last night, NBA Finals. How about Tyrese Halliburton hearing, quite frankly, Stephen A. killing him more than Durant? And he responded with a big night, as did basically everybody, all the worker bees, Siakam, et cetera. One guy not happy with the outcome last night would be Jay-Z. Jay-Z had $1 million on the Oklahoma City Thunder to cover that 5.5. Not going to happen there, Captain. So that bet is kaput. He wagered on the Thunder to win on Fanatic Sportsbook, and it got public. So Jay-Z just lost $1 million, Joe.
Pocket change. It's just pocket change, B. That's nothing to me. I mean, come on. See, like, it's a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Mike, you bet that kind of money. But I'm just saying,
if
like,
I had it,
before,
yes.
For a $1 million bet, and I'm wondering, here's the deal. Do you try to get it back? Do you chase it now, Mike? Do you bet on the next game?
I think you feel they're going to be coming back at you, Oklahoma City.
So you put $2 million down?
Hey, if I'm Jay-Z, hell yeah. Well, that's the thing. You know, real quick sidebar, whenever these guys, you know who you are. You're like, look at these guys going through his bonus, and now he's a football player, and he's broke. Give me $25 million at 22. I'll be like Brewster's Millions with Richard Pryor. I'll go through it in a freaking year. I told Carl, we joke around all the time for guys who are new to the show. If I win the lottery tomorrow, Dukes and Bell's faces would be on the back of a Formula One car. You'd see the wing would open up, boop, and it would say, hey, man. You know, American broadcaster just spent $10 million to put his face on the back
He's
of a Ferrari.
An idiot. Yes, you know, yes, yes.
So, I mean, I can definitely, that resonates with me.
But I'll say this about the betting, and this comes from my betting friends, because I do have some friends that bet a lot. It's not that big of a deal if you got it.
Right. It's all relative to how much
it's just not.
If you've got $2 billion, betting $1 million is pocket change.
It really is. And I mean, that sounds crazy because there are people out here struggling, and I get that. But if you have that kind of money, Mike, and that's what you enjoy doing and you want the action.
Yes.
We talk about Phil all the time. We're talking about the U.S. Open. Phil, guys, he's lost hundreds of thousands of dollars in bets. And we're just talking about these are, you know, playing with guys on the weekend.
Right. Mr. Callaway had to cut a check reportedly.
So, I mean,
back
like,
in the day.
But
help him out
just,
with that.
But I just feel like everybody's like, that's a lot of money. Well, it depends on who you are.
Hey, meanwhile, I can tell you right now with the U.S. Open, guys who won't be making the cut, we can start with Dustin Johnson. As guys were saying when his wife, Paulina Gretzky, put those photos, those racy, zesty photos of Dustin Johnson and Paulina in various states of undress. Yeah, good luck making the cut, pal. And it'll be a struggle for Dustin Johnson, who right now at 10 is already 6 over.
Oh, he's done.
Yeah, I wonder if he's.
I mean, even with the cut being like 8 over, he's got to play some really incredible golf here over the next couple of days.
Right. Justin Thomas is 5 over, by the way.
Well, look, this course is eating guys up. And the crazy thing to me is I just looked up and I was like, Spieth is 1 under.
Yeah.
He has been struggling.
Big
and
time.
And he is a guy that's won this tournament, by the way. The U.S. Open. So, yeah, I mean, like, you got to survive today and just see what the conditions are tomorrow, Mike. But you're right. This thing has eaten a lot of guys that we expected to have good rounds up.
Phil Mickelson shot a 74. U.S. Open winner Matt Fitzpatrick shot a 74. Rory shot a 74. So all these guys are four over. We'll see where the cut goes. Let's see. Keegan Bradley, three over. Tony Finau at two over. He's only at number eight right now. Just real quick, a bunch of dudes you never heard of, but one of the guys you do know, Patrick Reed, with a double eagle.
Crazy.
From 286 yards out, a 3-wood off the deck with basically a blind tee shot, or I should say shot for the green that goes in that everybody's going bananas over. You can find that video online. Brooks Koepka at one under through 11. And then, as we mentioned, J.J. Spawn, a one-time winner, a journeyman, if you will, on the PGA Tour in his mid-30s. He's at 4-under. He shot a 66 today. So see if he can hang on, but that'd be a hell of a story.
I don't know. God, he says, who's going to win this? I have no idea. Yeah. This look, you could play well today, and playing well today, Mike just mentioned it. Some of the best golfers in the world shooting 74s.
Right.
Where normally day one, you're, 68, 69. Point is, you got to survive. And if you get to Saturday, Mike, and you got a chance – you don't want to take too many chances because this course will make you pay for mistakes. So, look, I have no idea, but that's why we're all intrigued and going to watch.
Three over for Bryson DeChambeau. He's got, a bogey, a couple of birdies, another bogey, a bogey. Yeah, he's struggling.
Tough.
So everybody out there is grinding. And again, power is nothing without control. You got to be able to take care of that.
I'm going
to
hit it 800 yards, but I don't know where it's going to be.
Keep it on the short grass. Hey, we can maybe do this conversation next hour as well before we get out of here. But all the news yesterday about the Forsyth board giving the go-ahead for the gathering at South Forsyth. Vernon Krause finally found it. His net worth, according to Forbes, is estimated at $1.9 billion. Well, the hockey team alone is going to cost $1 billion. And so I had a guy say the other, again, on the text line, it's like we're pooping on people's dreams when we talk about questions that have to be answered about this arena. For instance, if the NHL does greenlight it, are you really cool with an arena that can be an hour and a half from the airport? If you're
that's
a team trying to get to the arena.
That's a good question.
Yeah, on a full Atlanta traffic day. You guys know what I'm talking about. I'm just trying to keep it real. I want hockey back here as bad as anyone else. But for purely selfish reasons, I'm probably the 5% of our audience that would want it at State Farm Arena. When I know that everybody north of the perimeter has no interest in watching a hockey team at State Farm. They don't want to deal with the traffic, the connector, and I understand why.
Well, look, I'll say this, and I don't know. I know that Mr. Vernon Krause is moving in the right direction. It feels like he's got some real, at least a head of steam. But I got to tell you, with what's going on downtown and what's that's going to look like eventually.
Right. When it's finished, you're going to have an Atlantic station right across from the arena.
You are. And if I am Tony Ressler, and we've said this, I'm kind of like, wait a minute. What you're trying to do up there already have done. We're doing this down here. And it's going to enhance, Mike. It will be ready before World Cup. I'm telling you, people will be talking about this. When they leave our city, they're going to be like, man, it was so fun to be downtown. But that's what it is. They're trying to revitalize it, and I think it's going to work. But right. The point is, to what you're saying about having it at State Farm, if I'm Tony Ressler, I'm like, hello.
But again, the Braves, and we talked about it at the time. And guys, when we get something wrong, I'm not speaking for Carl, I'm putting words in your mouth. But I think we both discussed at the time, what? The Braves are moving to where? Oh, yeah. That's going to be a nightmare. And
traffic is what I was concerned
never
about.
Missed a first pitch in my life, even coming from, yes, knowing you got to give yourself an hour if it's a Sunday on 285. But it's been amazing. And the ballpark, and it's now something that people in all sports, college to pro, want to emulate because the battery is just such a hit. So it's funny. A couple of guys suggested to us, and I said, what about, the Cobb Galleria, just a whole lot of nothing sitting there other than Murph's. Would that be a viable spot? Then guys said, what about like those parking lots the Braves just bought on the other side of 75? Don't know if that footprint would be big enough, but we're just trying to come up with something that's still closer. And I know Forsyth people are getting in their bag. Yes, we get it. The Thrasher fan base, there's a lot of Roswellians and Alpharettans and Mariettans, and Forsythians. But I mean, if you want to get everybody on board, there's still it's not the geographic center of the city. But do you think that the NHL would sign off on that if we can get that close? The other thing to me, part two questions, Vernon Krause is a billionaire, but you still need probably partners to pull this off. And I got such a heebie-jeebies based on how Atlanta Spirit was such a damn nightmare.
Well, look, remember, I mean, Arthur Blank is the majority owner of the Falcons, but he has minority owners, right? I think if you're Vernon Krause, and I'm not speaking for him, I don't know if this is true, but that's my guess, Mike, is he will have some of those folks with deep pockets as well, who want to get involved, and then some people who don't have as deep of pockets who also want to get involved. And you have a pecking order, but yet he will still have a majority of the interest and control. And that's how I'd look at this. He'd still be the voice and the guy that would be the owner if we're going to give this to him and at least talk about where he's moving, you know, with this and right. getting foresight to get behind it. But for me, I just feel like, look, this is a real possibility. As I said to you guys earlier, I would love to have all four majors here. It makes sense. Our city has grown from what it was and where it was even 10 years ago, and we can support it. But this aspect of where is the best place for it, I just feel like there is no right answer. Mike, if it's on the south side, you're going to have everybody you just talked about, right. Alpharetta, Roswell.
They never go.
We're all complaining, saying, wait a minute, we're not going all the way down there.
Look,
so there, I don't know if there is a right answer.
The Braves, look, the majority of Braves fans do live there, but there are people in South Fulton County and Coweta County who want to support a hockey team. You know, it just comes down to the reality is you're not going to be there, but maybe once, you know, a month. You know, you might have to get a hotel room. I mean, I just think some of you Forsythians have to realize it's, I know we're all happy. It's great when it's in your backyard. That was what we gathered from the text messages and being on social media. The perfect area is literally, has to be in your zip code if you're talking to anybody today about this hockey team.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, still got to get the NHL to sign off on it. We know they want to be in Houston. It would make a hell of a lot of sense to be in the seventh largest market. But based on no fault of the fans, two owners who blew it, will we get that third chance?
I hope so. Hey, man, coming up. He's considered the breakout candidate for 2025, and he plays for us. Find out who he is and what we're talking about coming up as part of our Falcon Report next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.